Peace and humbleness, tribe. Welcome to Gem Talks Podcast. This is Takiya here with you. Let's get into it. Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I am so grateful. I hope that you all are using this time to just truly reevaluate, love on yourself, rebuild yourself, and just focus on the things that are truly important in your life. With that being said, I hope that you all are being grateful and appreciative of the things and the people that you have in your life right now. As I mentioned in my previous episode, this is the trying time. So be grateful. You know, that has been my choice of word for this time is I'm truly grateful for just the little things that I have in my life to be in great health and being able to just wake up every morning. It's vital that we have that mindset to just be grateful for the little things. It's very important. So I hope that you all are using this time to just do that as well. With that being said, let's get right into this episode. So the title of this episode was definitely important, especially during this season, to drop this, because with everything that is going on, it's really hard, or I should say difficult, to stay in a peaceful mindset to what is it that I'm trying to say, to be in a peaceful mindset, to just think positive. You know, we get so caught up again in the negativity and just focusing on the things that really doesn't have anything to do with us, right? But during this time, we have to just relax and relate and release. This is that perfect time. And what I mean by that, take some time for yourself. Take some time for yourself, especially the ones that are working at home. If you are working a 9-to-5, after 5, you need to step away from your work. Take some time for yourself. You need to step away from your work. And this is also just a note to self, even for me. Take some time for yourself. You need that time to relax, to just reevaluate your day, get your mind right. You gotta take that time to just step away from your work. You have to, because if you're not taking care of yourself, how can you be doing your job correctly? You know, being in a peaceful mindset, it truly calms you, because you are truly just taking care of yourself so that you won't get so caught up in the negativity and in the disturbing news that we hear that's on our social media feeds. We're making sure that we are taking care of ourselves in all those areas of our life. So mentally, emotionally, definitely vital that we take care of ourselves in those areas. And in order to do that, it's okay for you to just pause. And what I mean by pause is you can relax, and it's okay to do that. What I mean by relate, we are all in this together. We're all in this together. We all understand what's going on. We understand the conditions that we are in. And it's very important that we are just taking care of ourselves. And in order to take care of ourselves, we have to remember that we're all in this together. So if you got to stay home, if they're telling us to stay home, stay home. You know, I get a lot of us are extroverts, even for myself. This time I've learned that I am an extrovert. I thought I was an introvert, but I'm really not. But not being in social spaces where I can just see people and have, you know, conversations, being able to converse with people. It's okay during this time to just be like, okay, I'm not in those social settings right now, because I know that if I'm going to do my part, then I'm going to be helping others. So we're all in this together, which is what I mean by relate. We all understand what is going on right now. We're not clueless to this. We understand and we know what is going on. We see it every day. We hear about it every day. Stay home. Stay home. If you're going to take care of yourself, you're going to be taking care of other people. Again, we're all in this together. It's not just you. This is a pandemic. We're all experiencing this. We're going through this. Which is what I mean by being relatable. And also, what I mean by release. Let it out. Your frustrations, how you are feeling during this time. Let it out. I'm going to say that again. Release means to let out whatever it is that you are feeling. If you are emotional during this time, if this time is becoming overwhelming for you, if you're getting frustrated, you're angry, you're feeling all these types of emotions, let it out. This is the perfect time for you to do that. You have to release that. You can't hold that in, because I guarantee you, you are not the only one that is feeling the way that you are feeling. Again, these are trying times. So with this being a trying time, we're going to have those emotions. We're going to feel some type of way, but we have to release it. We can't hold it in. If we continue to hold that in, it's going to become a burden on us. You know that saying, you know, you have that weight on your shoulders. It brings you down. It dims your spirit and it dims your light. That is not what you want. There should not be a day that goes by where you are not releasing or expressing how you feel. You have to release it. That is good for your mental well-being, and that is good for your health, and it is good for your emotional state. You have to release it. You have to let it out. You have to call a friend and talk to them. Do that. You got to write it down. Okay, do that. You're at home. You can make as much noise as you want to. Scream if you have to. Just make sure that you are in a mindset where you are not going to hold that in and just release it and let it out. Because it's vital that you do that. You are not the only one experiencing what you are feeling. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with it. You are not alone. Release it. Let it out. You can't continue to go every day holding that in, because you're not taking care of yourself in those areas of your life. You're not being good to yourself if you continue to hold it in. Release it. Let it out. You're not crazy and you're not alone. Release it any way that you possibly can, in ways that will be effective. Release it. If it works for you, continue to do it. Okay? And know that we are all in this together. You are not alone. I'm here for you. And we're in this together. It's that simple. Take care of yourself. Peace. Okay, find an area where you are alone, that's quiet. Tune out all noise and all negativity. Become one with your mind, your body, and your soul. Close your eyes. Let's inhale. One, two, three. Hold it. One, two, three. Exhale. Three, two, one. Again, inhale. One, two, three. Hold it. One, two, three. Exhale. Three, two, one. Last time. Inhale. One, two, three. Hold it. One, two, three. Exhale. Three, two, one. That's it. Thank you for tuning in. You all stay dope. Peace.